Good morning.
Good morning,
and welcome to First Congregational Church of Westfield. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are most welcome here. We have a number of announcements that I'm going to try to get through quickly. First of all, after church today, if you are delivering a poinsettia, you are to see Martha Scavato. Martha, can you raise your hand or stand or something so everybody can see Martha? Listen very carefully. Under the threat of old nuns and anybody else, and old teachers from 1950, please don't take a poinsettia unless you see Martha Scavato. Does everyone understand? Please. All right. Because then things get lost and confused, and then we don't know what to do, et cetera, and so on. So please, see Martha. There. If you are coming to the Arbors this afternoon for caroling, we ask that you show up at the Church of the Atonement first at 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock at Atonement. That's what I saw in an email. So Janet thinks it's 12:45. So I saw 1 o'clock, but 12:45, 1 o'clock, come, we'll carol, it'll be great. Everyone is welcome to join us on Christmas Eve at 4:30 p.m. for our candlelight service. It's lessons and carols, it'll be beautiful, so hopefully you'll all be able to come back and join us and bring your friends and family with you. Next Sunday, we are worshiping in Southwick. Next Sunday, December 28th, we are worshiping in Southwick. One more time. Next Sunday, December 28th, we are worshiping where?
Southwick.
Should you come here for church?
No.
Oh, thank you. All right. Gene Zimmerman, when did we reschedule Beverly's tea for? Just tell me, I'll say it. So that'll be January 7th. January 7th. If you had signed up to attend, it'll be lovely. Everyone is welcome if you're free during the day. So that'll be January 7th. And where is Ray? So on January 10th, our fundraiser for Hello Haiti, that'll be on January 10th. What I'd like to do is remind everyone who is present today that you are welcome to join us at a reception coffee hour right in our fellowship hall, and that will be at the conclusion of today's service. Are there any other announcements today? Going once. Hearing none, let's take a deep breath in. Take one more in and exhale and let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in your program for the call to worship. Lift up your hearts, people of God. The Lord has looked favorably upon us and is sending us his beloved Son.
He is raising up for us my Savior, the house of his servant David.
God is showing the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, that we might serve him without fear.
We go to the Lord. All we have to prepare the way of the Lord.
Come, let us worship God and listen to the voice crying out in the wilderness.
Glory to God in the highest.
And now let us all join in your blue hymnal, our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you. gather around the Advent wreath today, we rejoice that Christmas is a time of prayer and a time of open hearts when we sing songs of joy. Christmas is a time of worship. It is the moment when the busiest of us pause in wonder. Christmas happens when God comes to us in love through Jesus Christ and fills us with love for all humankind. Today, we light the fourth candle, the candle of love.
Hear a reading from the first letter of John. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loves us so much, we ought to love one another.
Let us join in the Advent prayer. O God, we thank you that Jesus showed your love for every person, babies and children, old people and young, sick people and those who are strong, rich people and those who are poor. Come to us in this Advent season and give us love in our hearts for all people. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
From the book of the prophet Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
They say you should be careful what you pray for.
They say you should be careful for what you pray for.
For years, we have prayed for a child, Zechariah and me.
For years, I have prayed for deliverance of Israel, but I didn't mean like this.
I can't be having a baby.
I'm hardly more a baby myself, but this much I know. A girl can't get pregnant without the help of a man.
But here I am, as certainly pregnant as anyone could be.
Here I am, pregnant. What will people think?
I know what they'll think. Elizabeth, we thought she was too old.
And the terrible things they'll call me.
Long have they called me barren. But God has remembered me and lifted my shame. The angel said, was there really an angel?
The angel said, was there really an angel?
Gabriel was his name, and he said, this child will be filled with God's Spirit, even in my womb. He certainly is lively in there, and he's filled me with such life and hope, hope for us all. His name will be John.
His name will be Jesus.
He will be great and will prepare the way for the Messiah.
He will be great and save our people from their sins. But who will save me from the wrath of the rabbis?
I've always said, Lord, there's nothing you can't do.
I've always said, Lord, there's nothing you can't do. So please help me now.
I have to talk to someone.
What am I going to do? Who am I going to tell?
He never was a talker, my Zechariah. But now he's speechless, claims he can't talk. The angel made him mute. Likely story.
I must go see my cousin. Only, please, Elizabeth, don't condemn me.
Mary, I could talk to her. She's young and hasn't waited so long. She probably still believes in angels. Only, please, Mary, don't laugh. But I want to laugh.
Yes, I can talk to her.
And shout and sing. I'd dance if I could.
Please, Elizabeth.
Please, Mary.
I'm so afraid.
Don't laugh.
Don't condemn me.
And come soon.
Please.
Please.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God has looked with favor on the lowly state of this servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. Indeed, this mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly, and has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and all their descendants forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The word of God for the people of God. must go to Bethlehem, Joseph told Mary. Emperor Augustus has ordered that all the people need to be counted. But Joseph, Mary said, what about our baby? He will be born soon. We'll go slowly, Mary. Bethlehem will be crowded, so we need to leave now. So Mary and Joseph journeyed to Bethlehem, the city of David, to be counted along with all of the other people. It was cold when they arrived. Joseph knocked on many doors, looking for a room. I have no room, the innkeeper said, but you can stay in the little stable over here. It's warm and the hay is fresh. The animals surround them and keep them warm. Joseph, Mary said, I think it's time for the baby to be born. That night, Mary gave birth to Jesus. She laid him in a manger. As they waited for the morning, the animals snuggled close. Outside of Bethlehem, shepherds watched their sheep on the hills. And suddenly, many angels filled the heavens. Let's hurry, one shepherd said. The angel said the child was born tonight. The shepherds happily hurried into Bethlehem.
Thank you.
angel was right. The shepherds found the baby, Jesus, asleep on the bed of hay. They told Mary and Joseph all the angel had said. The angel said the baby was the Messiah, is the Messiah, the promised one. He is the one we have waited for, they explained. But this is a stable. Would God be born here among the animals? Moo, said the cow. Baa, said the sheep. Ooh, said the dove. Mary smiled. She knew that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Soon after, on a cool, clear night, three wise men looked into the night sky and saw a bright star. The wise men had been waiting for someone important to come into the world. They were waiting for a king. They knew that the star was a sign from God. In a dream not to return, they traveled back home in a different way. Come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of those prayers and requests that are listed in our worship guide. We pray for the needs of our world, the needs of our nation, the needs of our local areas here. And as we do each week, we remember those prayers and requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. In our prayer this morning, I'm going to ask for for everyone to reply, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." Lord, we wait with eager expectation for the coming of your kingdom, when the humble will be exalted and the hungry fed.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we prepare for your advent with searching minds and contrite hearts, trusting in your healing spirit and redemptive love. Your will be done. Lord, we watch with those who wait and weep, longing to see the rule of justice and the reign of peace.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we seek you among the despised and rejected, knowing that there we will find your light shining in the dark. Lord, we proclaim sight to the blind and liberty to the oppressed, trusting in your tender mercy and passion for justice.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we work with others to proclaim your truth, challenging the mighty and raising the meek.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Lord, we wrestle with our hopes and our fears, our struggles and our joys, laboring with creation to come to new birth.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Holy God, we ask you to hear our prayers and to be with all of us. Be with those who struggle this Christmas season. We ask your continued blessings on our community and upon our church. We ask this in the name of the child whose birth we celebrate again. Amen. My friends, as we approach the day that has become synonymous with gift giving, let us reflect on the gifts of love, hope, joy, and peace. Let us respond with the generosity of the giver of all things beautiful. Let us give generously to share God's beauty in our community. And with this, our morning offering will now be received.
Lay down, and in a man, boy.
Generous God, we give thanks for all the beautiful resources you have given to us. Let these gifts bring glory and honor to you, and beauty and peace to your creation. Deo gratias. Amen.
Thank you.